In this bulletin, thousands gather in Hong Kong defying a ban on an annual Tiananmen Square vigil. Australia and India upgrade their relationship, but Scott Morrison says there's more work to do. And in rugby league, the Brisbane Broncos suffers its worst loss in history to the Sydney Roosters. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib, and this is SBS News. Thousands have gathered in Hong Kong to mark the anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests after a larger annual vigil was cancelled for the first time in 30 years because of COVID-19. Commemorations of the historic event are strictly banned in mainland China. Lee Chu-kyan, chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements in China, says supporters will not give up. Family, friends, and celebrities have gathered in Minneapolis for a memorial service for George Floyd. His death in police custody has triggered more than a week of protests around the world against racial injustice and police brutality. The Reverend Al Sharpton is scheduled to give the eulogy. Australia and India have upgraded their diplomatic relationship, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says economic links are not yet where he or his Indian counterpart want them to be. Mr. Morrison has conducted a virtual meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Australia and India now share a comprehensive strategic partnership with a series of new agreements to cooperate on research, cyberspace, trade, infrastructure, education, defense science, and maritime issues in the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Morrison says economic links between Australia and India are being strengthened.
Trade and investment flows between our country are not where you or I would both like them to be, but they are growing, and they can grow a lot faster. But I think the comprehensive strategic partnership that we are forming today, going to a whole new level of relationship, we'll continue to build the trust because we want commercial and trading relationships that are built on trust.
Activists and scientists are continuing their calls for climate change action on today's World Environment Day. Experts fear the impact of the coronavirus will slow down momentum, urging the government to use the post-COVID-19 recovery as an opportunity to strive for a greener future. Vice Chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Mark Howden, says fast action is vital.
This will be a significant test of not only the resolution of the government in terms of creating a better Australia, but also in terms of whether we start to be forward-looking rather than backward-looking in the way which we reconstruct following the coronavirus.
The federal government says its new housing stimulus package will help ease the predicted downturn in the construction industry. It's offering grants of $25,000 for people prepared to spend at least $150,000 on renovations or the construction of new homes. The federal opposition says the scheme isn't offering help to those who need it. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Channel 9 people will take up the offer.
So, I mean, if you can't afford to go and build a new house and you've got, you know, your kids are growing up and they need a bit more room, then the only option you have is to renovate your house. And the average loan taken in Australia first 3 months of this year for those sort of renovations was $164,000. Mm. So that's what people do when they can't knock down their house and build another one, or if they can't go and build a new home, which can cost, you know, about $300,000 to $350,000.
Mm. In NRL, the Brisbane Broncos have suffered their worst loss in club history to the Sydney Roosters, defeated 59-0. The Roosters secured the result when they jumped to a 29-0 lead, the biggest halftime deficit in Broncos history. But Roosters player Luke Carey says the Broncos still put up a fight.
Yeah, it was good. The boys, I thought they were really good in the middle. So, yeah, it was good to obviously run up a bit of a score too. We didn't want to go straight out. We just wanted to move them to those tram lines, get a couple around the corner, make them move a bit. They're pretty good defenders when you're going straight through the teeth of them. But we just wanted to move them across that middle third of the field a bit.
And now, a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 24. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 14. Hobart, showers are clearing, 13 degrees. Canberra, a sunny 13. Wollongong, 18 degrees and sunny. Sydney, similar to yesterday's weather, at 19 degrees. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 19. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 26 degrees. And Darwin, a sunny 31.